Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my daily rants and raves. And we are ranting and raving all the way up to InfoComm, which is less than 2 weeks away in Las Vegas. The 2016 show is already set for pre-registration to be the biggest InfoComm show ever. And I'm excited to be joined by Kevin O'Connor. Kevin O'Connor is the Senior Sales and Marketing Manager for Visual Presentation Solutions. Did I get that right, Kevin?
You sure did, Gary. Thanks very much.
Yeah, well, welcome. And this is your first time on Rave Radio, and I'm excited to have you here. You've been with Sony for over 10 years, though, right?
That's correct. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
Well, I want to focus, if it's all right with you, on your new new Crystal LED Integrated Structure, CLEDIS technology. So could you kind of lead us into that?
Sure. So much like the tradition of that Sony has had in the past with product like Jumbotron, where we kind of revolutionized the large format display industry with the, you know, that technology. We have a new technology coming out this year. We've actually been developing this technology for quite some time. It's a crystal LED integrated structure is what we're calling it. We kind of refer to it as Canvas here locally. But basically, it's a giant new type of canvas that's provided unprecedented flexibility and creativity in public spaces and high-end visual entertainment. At InfoComm this year, and in the past, we've shown it in 16 feet by 9 feet, but this coming year on the show floor for everybody to see, we'll have an 8K by 2K resolution wall that's 32 feet by 9 feet in configuration. So we're putting it front and center. We think it's a core technology, and we're real, real proud of it.
So what is different than sort of what people have seen in the past with LED technology? What makes it different?
That's a great question. And traditionally in those types of, in that kind of market for that large display for venue, you've seen LED, you've seen thin bezel LCDs, or you've seen some sort of micro tile type of product in that. And this crystal LED that we're promoting is not like any kind of LED that's out there. And in fact, I'll go through some of the specifics about why it's different. But from a performance standpoint, you know, not only is it providing with some imagery that we really haven't seen in video walls that of this size and this scope, but it provides you with a contrast ratio that's unlike anything that's out there right now. It's you have a viewing angle on it that's 179 degrees, because we can't really do 180 degrees, but 179 degree viewing angle. So the color shit don't shift, the picture doesn't shift at all as you change your viewing angle to it. And it's very seamless in nature. So, you know, I like to refer to it as, you know, for some of those old time movie people, is that 2001 A Space Odyssey, that monolith that they have in the beginning sequence, the opening sequence of that movie, it looks a lot like that when it's turned off. It's just this big black wall, no seams, no nothing. As you put the stuff together, the seams go away. You don't see any seams in it. The LEDs, the crystal LEDs that we're using are unlike anything you've ever seen before. You can get within inches of it to see it. Otherwise, you can't see it. You really have to get right up against the wall to be able to see the LED. If you don't, it just looks like a black wall until it's, you know, you run a picture into it. So the technology is much, much different from what's out there right now. And it provides us with, like I said, superior picture quality, superior contrast ratio, and I'll get into some of the details later as to how that is. This idea of it being a seamless wall where you don't see the LEDs, you don't see the seams. I mean, I'm sure we've all seen, no matter how small you get that pixel pitch, you still see seams between the tiles on an LED wall. As soon as you get within about 5 to 10 feet, you start seeing the seams in it. You certainly are seeing the pixels. With this, you don't see that. So it really truly is unlike anything else that you've we've seen that anyone has seen out there before.
Well, the tiles themselves are like, I think, 18 inches by 16 inches, correct?
That's correct. Actually, okay. Those tiles are made up of cells, and each of those cells is about the size of an index card. So those cells, you know, when, you know, it's just, God forbid something is to go wrong, you don't have to replace the whole tile. You just replace the cell within the tile.
And what's in each cell? So you have a bunch of cells within each 18 inch by 16 inch tile, and the cells are about the size of an index card. What's in each cell?
So the cells themselves are, you know, unlike a traditional LED wall where the LED kind of sits up on top of, you know, whatever its mounting structure is, and you have this, you know, kind of light bulb on top of something. Mm-hmm. For us, the cells, the LEDs are embedded, the crystal LEDs are embedded within the actual panel itself. So really, okay. It just looks like it's about a quarter inch thick, and it's, you know, like I said, about 3 inches by through 4.5 inches or so is about the size of it. But each of those, you need about, I think, 12 of them to make up a display unit. And then the units is what you actually piece together.
So each cell has one LED?
Pardon me?
Each cell has one set of LEDs? Is that what it has in the cell?
Well, not necessarily one set. I mean, there's obviously multiple cells within, or multiple LEDs, crystal LEDs within each cell. Okay. It's not one for one by any stretch. I'll get you maybe later on. I'll be able to get you how many actual pixels are in each cell, but for now I don't have that data right in front of me.
So, but anyway, normally with a normal LED wall, because this is the technology I think most people are going to naturally compare it to, especially the way you're going to show it in the booth, you have a pixel pitch specification between each LED. So in this case, you're saying it doesn't exist?
No. So, well, we do have a pixel pitch. I mean, certainly there's a pixel pitch, but like I said before, and this is it's kind of a nice transition into what makes our technology so different than other technologies. Our pixel pitch, it's a fixed pixel pitch, but our actual pixels are about 1/100th the size of a traditional LED pixel. Okay, so it's like a size of a hair, a pinpoint. Okay, so each of those pinpoints. The way we're able to get the seamless structure is that top, bottom, left, right, it's the same, obviously, that's the same pixel pitch for each of those. And there's no border around any of these cells or around the display units themselves. There's nothing around it. So we're able to butt those up together, maintaining a uniform pixel pitch between the, you know, one cell and the other cell, or one display unit and the other display unit. It's a uniform structure. So that provides us with the seamless contrast, or the seamless aspect of what we do. On the other benefit that we get by having, it's all black. So the actual wall itself is over 99% black. That is what allows us to get the contrast ratios that we're able to do by having that black there. So we're able to get much better contrast ratios than what our competition does. And because those cells are, like I said, are embedded within the actual, those pixels are embedded within the actual display unit, not sitting up on top of it. Hence, we have those blacks that we're able to achieve, as well as provide the seamless aspect of it all. Anyway, that's my point with that. I mean, that's what makes it so different. Because each of those pixels are made up of three micro LEDs, mm-hmm. a red, a green, and a blue. And the actual light source itself is only 0.003 millimeters squared.
Right. So that's really small.
Exactly. So each pixel, you got three of these micro LEDs within it, and it's only 0.003 millimeters squared. So it's literally, it's like a needle point. You have to get up with one of those monoculars that you have, you know, you see in the movies, to see the actual pixel itself. Whereas if you get into an LED, you've got it's right up front and center. You see it right away. I mean, you get within 5 feet of an LED wall and you're seeing the individual LEDs. You don't have that with this technology. So traditional specs that we use for LED, like pixel pitch, that, you know, there's a race on the LED world to get to the smallest pixel pitch possible. We don't care about that. Right. For us, it works to our advantage.
Right. So then theoretically, based on what you're telling me, I get it. Then you can use this as a replacement for a projector or monitor in a meeting room, but it's probably more expensive than what you would get for a projector or monitor, right? Because it's brand new technology.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it's a premium product and it will have a premium price point. There's been a lot. This is from the ground up a Sony developed product. So there's a lot of R&D that went into this product. And you know, we know this isn't going to be going into people's living rooms, you know, tomorrow. That isn't going to happen. But we certainly see plenty of verticals that this can go into. I think any sort of industrial design, whether that's automotive, power walls, we feel like this is an exceedingly good fit. And we've shown this technology to some of those people in years past in whisper suites, and the feedback we've gotten has been absolutely tremendous. But we also see it, you know, from an entertainment standpoint. Whether any time you want to get into some sort of an immersive environment, because it's very immersive in nature. And when you see it, you know, you'll know. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Infocom yourself and showing it to you. But when you see it, you kind of get this idea. It's 3D without 3D, and it's very much you feel very much a part of it. So any sort of virtual, you know, reality type of application, any sort of, you know, museums for destination type museums, whether that's, you know, for some sort of, you know, special exhibit that a museum might have, where you really want to give the audience an idea that they're involved in it or they're part of it. It certainly fits well in there. Theme parks, amusement rides, those sorts of things, you know, with the amusement rides you see at Universal Studios and Walt Disney and those places, though, it's a real good application for those. Corporate, you know, command and control centers where you really need large, highly detailed images, another good application for it. And then, you know, high-end corporate lobbies. And I think that's also a nice place to put this, you know, the central piece of a corporate lobby for a major manufacturer or a major corporation. I think this is, you know, certainly would have an appeal there as well.
So basically what we have is an 18-inch by 16-inch unit that has 320 by 360 pixels per unit, based on what I'm reading from the technology piece you guys sent over. So that's why it's
correct.
The cells are so close together that you don't even really notice. And what you've done is instead of putting the front face an LED, it's sort of behind a black structure with a little hole in it where the LED comes through, so that you're getting blacker black, which is ultimately going to give you whiter white, which means you're going to have much higher contrast ratio.
But the actual size of the LED, the crystal LED, is 1/100th the size. So it's
correct.
It's not a light bulb behind that's only got a hole, you know, that shows the light. The actual LED itself is, you know, minuscule.
Right. Yeah, no, I was just sort of exaggerating it for the point purposes, sort of like you guys did on your blog. You could basically stack these things together and sort of make any size you want. In the booth, you're going to be showing an 8K wall by 2K wall, which translates to somewhere around 32 feet by 9 feet. So that's going to be
correct.
Pretty impressive.
And you can go bigger if you want to go bigger. That's the beauty of this technology. There's no limitation there.
This is 10-bit color, from what I understand from Sony, which is, you know, the minimum you guys usually do. You've got really good video processing in there, which means that I assume that you have to drive this with DisplayPort.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. So how about the controller for this? Do you have a controller unit that manages this, or do you use third-party controllers, or how does that work?
No, we Sony's built a display controller that's behind it. It's got 4 DVI-D inputs on it. Basically, it's one controller for four of the display units. So every four display units, you need another control unit, and then they will work in sync with one another.
Okay, and I see that it says you can have up to 72 units per controller.
Yes.
So that's
correct.
That makes it, yeah, exponentially larger. So, well, excellent. Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing this. We'll definitely shoot video, though. It'll be hard to get across in video, quite honestly, for the not only because of the resolution of video, but because of the sort of complexity of the structure. But this is going to be really cool. Obviously, I've seen it in prototype form a while ago, so I'm excited to see this as a final product. And
I'm glad you thought.
And this is called, branding-wise, you're calling it the Canvas, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and the technology, technically, what you guys are calling it is Crystal LED Integrated Structure. Did I
correct.
Get that right? Okay.
You
all
got
right.
it right. On target.
I'm gonna, if you're all right with this, I'm going to link to the piece that sort of explains a little bit about the technology. You have a really good sort of technology, simple technology, I should say, video there that I think people can understand. And I appreciate you taking the time to explain it to me in more detail and also explaining what you're going to be showing. Again, you can't miss Sony, obviously. When you walk in the show, you'll see them. But they're in the Central Hall, booth 7708. And, of course, interestingly enough, we recently did a Twitter poll on a LinkedIn poll on some of the booths that you can't miss. And Sony always came up as one of the top two or three booths that everyone says they can't miss at Infocom each year. So you're sort of in a really good position.
I think after this year.
You think everybody will get it?
I think after this year, it'll take off even more. So I think, Gary, I can't thank you enough for the opportunity to be able to talk about this product. I'm looking forward to seeing you out in Infocom and showing you the wall.
Well, we'll be there. And, of course, you can see all of our Infocom coverage at ravepubs.com/Infocom2016. We've been talking to Kevin O'Connor with Sony. And, again, Kevin, I appreciate it, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much, Gary. You too.